Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back to the Peace Grows Here podcast. I'm your host. You already know my name if you have listened to my episodes, but here it is. It has a lot of syllables in it, Yelena Theofilatos. So if it's a mouthful, don't try to remember it. If you remember anything, please remember the name of my business is My Blooming Heart Therapy. How about that? A little easier. And today I have an amazing guest coming up, but before I even introduce her to you, I just want to do one small thing that I've been integrating into my podcasting lately and into the totality of my business as well, is infusing my business and everything that I do in it with my spiritual practice. And I'm a Buddhist, so something that we as Buddhists, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us do when we open up a practice, whether it's a meditation or reading the teachings, we dedicate the positive energy, which we call merit, from our practice in the name of all beings everywhere so that they benefit somehow from this endeavor, whatever we're getting ourselves into. And this is exactly what I want to do for this episode. And I'm kind of trying to rush because we have only that much time with my guest today, so I really want to get to talk to her, but let me just plug it in really quickly. May the benefit from this episode go out into the world and somehow create this beautiful ripple effect into the hearts and the minds of everyone who's listening, meaning you, and everybody that you come in touch with. So without any further ado... Thank you so much for being with that prayer. I want to bring on my beautiful guests. We met on Instagram. She is the founder of Heart-Centered Entrepreneur. Doesn't it sound amazing? Her name is Anna. Thank you so much, Anna, for making the time.
Yeah, Leanna, thank you so much for having me. I loved that prayer, and I'm so excited to be here.
Yay. Thank you so much for all the patience that you definitely exhibited with all the scheduling and changing dates and everything. So how about if I just invite you to get us going, introduce yourself via personal story of something that you realized, whether it's on your entrepreneurial journey, mindset journey, growth journey, mental health journey, you name it, that eventually led where you are now in your business. So please take it away.
As I was thinking about your question, I think the story I want to share, well, all the stories I wanted to share had to do with change. And I think, like, for some reason growing up, I never liked change. I even remember writing in my diary when I was like 8 or 9 about how I didn't like getting older. And I just wanted things to stay the same, you know? But I think one of the biggest changes besides my divorce that I've been through is probably quitting my job. I was a therapist and I loved therapy. I still have a therapist. I think they're amazing. But I had had my second daughter. I was pregnant with her and I was just feeling like I needed to continue to just challenge myself in my career in ways that were more flexible. And so I remember, like, talking to my coach on the phone, pacing my carpet where I was renting, and like, how do I make the perfect decision? You know, like, and she really told me, like, Anna, every decision has pros and cons. So it's not about finding the perfect decision, but the one that's best for you. And that piece of advice, like, I've really taken with me on all the big decisions in my life, and it was really transformative advice for me.
Thank you. I really hope that people were listening right now and just really absorb that for a moment. I have been really playing around with that idea because I'm one of those people who always wanted to make the perfect, the right, the most optimal decision and got really totally paralyzed by trying to do so. So I think what you're saying is super, super relevant. So I imagine there, this is how you respond to change. I hear that that's like a bit of a theme there that I would imagine eventually brought you to where you are in your business. So maybe you could just place us in terms of the timeline just before you got your business going and you came to this realization that okay, I'm just going to make this imperfect decision, but I'm going to go for it anyway because what?
I think subconsciously, like my body knew change was brewing in general in my life. Like I remember in that season, like I would just like go through my house belongings and kind of like simplify. And I didn't know that, like, a few years later I was gonna like move across the state and leave all my belongings behind, basically. But I think like, having children and like just it felt like the season of change. And for me, it felt I feel like I'm like a safety freak. I don't trust people very easily. And so I think for me, it was just a chapter of like learning to trust myself and be okay with life, accepting the changes that come with life and know that better things can be on the way and it's okay to let go of the things that are maybe comfortable or familiar to us.
Yes, and there's so much to unpack there, but because we don't really have the time to do it all today, so that we're able to give the audience, our beautiful people out there, an idea what you do now. How about if we just keep those nuggets of wisdom that you just shared there as they are and let the audience just really realize that you have been on a journey, just things that you have mentioned, being a therapist, going through divorce, moving to the other side of the state and opening your business. Yes, you've been through a whole lot and here you are doing what you love. And that's why, could you please fill us in? What are you doing now, whom you serve, and if there is an ideal client of yours, a person that you can help the most out there in the audience, maybe you can speak to them, to their struggles as well.
Yes, the women that I love helping most, I have two main programs, but my main program helps women that are starting off in their coaching practice of any niche, whether it's like life coaching or fertility coaching or like any sort of woman that wants to help and give back with coaching skills. And I love helping ambitious women because I think there's something powerful about us being like reimbursed for our gifts. And I think about like my mom, like I just think sometimes I hate the internet, and I hate social media, but then other times I'm like, it really is a gift that we like that you and I are sitting here connecting on the internet, on a podcast, that we can serve clients on Zoom and really get paid for a soft skill that women didn't get used to be paid for, right? Like nurturing and caring and listening. And I just think it's beautiful that we can get paid to coach and be who we naturally are as women, and allowing ourselves to receive that exchange of money for our genuine gifts, I just think is amazing to realize.
I never thought about it this way, but yes, makes so much sense. As women, we are definitely socialized to nurture and be that kind of a figure of nurturance. And it's been always kind of taken for granted, but it's definitely exalted in the profession of coaching and therapy. And we gotta own it. We gotta own our own power. It sounds like that this is what you help women to do, to really say, I'm worth it.
Yeah, exactly. In one of my courses, I like teach coaching skills, basically, like heart-centered coaching skills. And most women read the workbook. It has 35 skills. And they're like, oh my gosh, Anna, I already do that. Like, I'm already a good listener. I already like have unconditional positive regard, right? So I think it's this realization of like, oh my God, like I'm naturally good at this and it's safe for me to make money doing something that kind of comes naturally to me, right?
Oh, I am feeling so validated. I'm sorry in what I do. I'm like, yeah, okay. Totally makes sense. I'm a therapist as well, and I definitely
Yes.
had my reservations about it. Like, oh, am I really doing the most impactful work in the world, and is it how I want to serve? But yeah, like it's okay to get paid for something that I organically am good at and also just really drawn to. So
Yeah, you're probably like, well, this is so easy. Like you naturally have such good energy. You're like, it's innate in you, right? And so it is interesting to be like, could it really be this easy? Like, is it possible to have a quote job that's, and I think that's why women struggle to charge money for it, because they're like, but I would do it even if I wasn't getting paid, or like, I really like it, or I'm good at it. Like, especially if we've been conditioned to believe that work has to be hard. And certainly there are parts of business that are challenging, right? But like, it is a really a mindset thing to be like, it's safe for me to make a lot, not just scrape by, but it's safe for me to make a lot of money doing something that is that I enjoy, that's an integrity, and where my clients are happy too.
And I'm now, as you speak, envisioning a lady there in the audience who is starting to warm up to the idea that, oh, yes, I have a gift and it's okay to have one and it's okay to want it to express it. She's just not fully there yet in that embodiment of like, yeah, I'm gonna charge it and I'm gonna charge it with confidence. You know, I will say my price and be really straightforward about it. So is that something that you help heart-centered entrepreneurs to do, to come from that like, oh, I'm not sure, to like, oh yeah, this is it.
Yes, I remember when I first, like, I'm a big fan of, like, this is kind of controversial because some people say, like, own your value and charge high rates out the gate. But I'm a big fan of, like, just charge something. Like, for me, I think the first rate I charged was $50 for a session for somebody. And I think it was still hard for me. Even though I charged more as a therapist, I wasn't directly getting the money, right? Like, it was going through the receptionist. And so I remember when I was receiving PayPal for like $50, $100, like I felt sick. I felt like, I told my friend, like, I feel like I'm scamming people. She's like, are you? I'm like, no. But it feels new to receive money directly for a service, especially when the service is you. They're not getting a candle or something, right? So I think, like, I completely think it's beautiful to just start charging a small amount and then raising your rates over time is really what worked for me.
Yes, I'm totally there with you. And the word that comes to mind, more so a term, it's imposter syndrome, which I feel like a lot of us have struggled with. I actually work with a couple of women like that as well, and I represented for them something that where they wanted to be, because I definitely passed through that stage myself. I remember
Yes.
quite clearly. So I guess if you put a name on it, is that something that you help women with as well, imposter syndrome?
Yes, definitely. I love that you said too that your clients appreciate that, like, you've been through that, you know, and that you kind of modeled like what it's like to come on the other side. 'Cause probably people see you on social media and they're like, you know, you're so confident and you're so radiant and you're such a natural, but I'm sure you've had moments of insecurity too.
Yeah, I totally 100%. And I was like just nodding when this client of mine was telling his story. I was like, yep, been there, done that. You're gonna get through this. Just coming from all my very human experience. So I imagine that you also like bringing in your humanity and your experience of the growth that you have done into your work as well.
Yes, I love it so much. Obviously, like, you can do that a little bit as a therapist, but I think that's one of my favorite things as a coach is that I can bring in more of my story and I can have less boundaries, you know, as a coach. And it's just nice. I really consider a lot of my clients my friends in a way because they're just really beautiful, heart-centered women.
Yay. Oh, I, as he's saying that, I'm like, oh, I really want to know the story of that, your brand's name. I know that we gotta probably move on to the next question, which is about you advising us where we can start in our journey, or like what do you do for self-care? But maybe just a quick plug-in of how did you come up with that name?
I think like the universe had my back because I don't even think I was being that mindful about the name when I was naming my business, like whatever it was 8 years ago. But I think I came up with like four names and then I just like picked the one that was my favorite. But in hindsight, I'm so glad because like it really has shaped so much of my brand and business, and how I define it is really an entrepreneur, right? Someone that wants to have a business and make money, but also wants to do it with a lot of integrity and a lot of passion and heart and intention and honesty and authenticity. And I am so thankful because now I've gotten to meet all these heart-centered entrepreneurs, women that identify with that too.
Totally, it's a beautiful hashtag on
Yes.
Instagram if you ever want to check that out. So, and we're gonna share all of that information about you in just a moment, but how about if you could give us maybe a tip or two in terms of like how to tend to ourselves on this beautiful heart-centered journey?
I remember someone asked me at the start of my business, like what I did for hobbies, and I was like, hobbies? What's a hobby? Because like I was doing my therapy job and I was coaching and I was pregnant and it was just a whole situation. So I think during certain seasons, my self-care has just been taking a long shower, like just the
Very nice.
small things, waking up a little bit early to be able to write down some gratitudes. But now, since my business is scaled and my kids are in elementary school, and I work a 3 day work week and I take off a week every month in my business, I have more time. So I'll give you my answer. But if you are in a season, I was like, if I would have give you the answer I'm going to give you now at the start of my business, I would have been so mad at myself. So now for self-care, I love to, I have a gym I go to that's kind of like a locally owned gym. And so I do Pilates and yoga and I teach bar class there. And I also am obsessed with dancing salsa and bachata. So I do that 3 days a week. And yes, I have lots of hobbies and passions because I have the time for it, right? But it takes time. So I would just say
For
start
sure.
small, start with where you're at.
Thank you so much for that note in the end, and just what you said in terms of like sometimes a longer shower, that's all you're gonna get, and that's okay. Let's not judge ourselves for where we at in terms of our business. I totally relate to having more time now to my self-care as opposed to when I just started. And I keep this in mind when I teach my clients nervous system regulation tools, because I have time for a longer practice, but they don't. And that's okay. We shouldn't create this like, oh, I should be da da da. Like, no, let's forget I should and like see what we have and work with
Yes.
it. But I love what you said about dancing. That's just m me being selfish. I'm in love with dancing, and that's certainly something not that many people know about me. So, like, cool, you teach bar class and you go to do, the salsa and what else, bachata, said?
Have you done salsa or bachata before?
Neither,
I
but.
feel like you would love it. Whenever I've seen you do like movement on social media, I'm like, oh, she would be a natural a bachata.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Plugging that in my to-do
I'll send you a
list.
little, they have a lot of good like YouTube tutorials. So I'll send you the classes I mostly take are ladies styling, even though bachata is a partner dance. So in San Diego, I mostly go to the ladies styling classes, but I'll send you a YouTube video of a styling you can learn on your own.
Yeah, I love that there are classes that I can take by myself, because it's so much more doable than like trying to recruit my husband, who is like really available. So I love the empowerment of like, you do you, do whatever you
Yes.
can.
And then when you do the partner dance, it looks so much better because you are good at the styling, you know.
Okay.
It's
Thank
like
you
a lot
so
of we could
much.
that could be a whole nother conversation to unpack, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Which means that we probably would have to do it again at some point in the future, given
Yes.
my podcast keeps on going, which I'm planning on keep nurturing it. So just before we finish for today, I would love to know, where can we find you? Where can we say hello to you?
Yes, the best way is to say hello on Instagram. That's where I hang out. I also have a Facebook group called the Heart Centered Entrepreneur. And then you can always email me and say hi. I respond back personally. So I would love to say hi to you.
Yay. And besides that, I wonder if there are any freebies that you have going on. Like maybe there's a way for people to get on your email list. That's would be another way.
Yes, I have a resources page on my website, but my best freebie is one simple strategy to land your first five paying clients. It's a little 20-minute, I call it like a webinar, but it's basically just like a 20-minute video, is my favorite freebie.
Yay. Okay. All of those links to the freebie to your Instagram will be found in the show notes. And oh my God, thank you so much. We made it on time. I'm just so grateful for you to squeezing us in into your busy schedule. And yeah, thank you so much for coming.
You had the most beautiful energy, and I love how you embody what you practice in every way. And I'm just so grateful that we crossed paths.
I am totally melting right now. And just one more thing that I'm going to do is to close this episode again, just like I opened it, dedicating the merit, the positive energy of all the beautiful things that transpired today to the benefit of all beings out there. And I'll talk to you soon, people. And I talk to you, Anna, on Instagram,
Yes.
right? Beautiful. Thank you. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.